This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 29 degrees, overcast skies. The time is 9:07. You don't have to fade it so fast on this music. It's like nice to talk over it, but in the future.
Sorry, I don't want
to
drown you out.
Like all of a sudden, if you ever saw my voice, it's like I like to have a little bit, just let it that go for a while from now.
Yeah, I'll work on trying to fade it out a little more slowly.
There you go. It is Monday, the 23rd day of December of 2024. Chad Holmes Show, hour number two, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit. Again, I think that having different opinions is a good thing, for the most part. But I heard this promo this morning, and I heard it a couple of times, and it really kind of got me annoyed a little bit, because it reminded me of a Republican talking point, and I don't want to hear that on our radio station. And I just have a different idea and a different perspective on it. I'm gonna kind of bring it up, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one that's off base here, but I'm gonna talk about that. I'm not gonna spoil it by what topic it was, but we'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. Also coming up, gonna talk a little bit about what we've learned again last week. It was, I thought, this chaotic. It should not be chaotic like it was when it came to trying to get a continuing resolution passed to keep the government open for Christmas. I mean, it's just, you talk about Ebenezer Scrooge or the Grinch. That's what it was last week with Elon Musk and his power involved in it. And generally, again, there's a lot to worry about with the combination of Musk and Trump, their conflicts of interest with their businesses, and so much more. Going to discuss that a little bit later in the program as well. And we will wrap things up here in this hour with our daily history lesson. We will be talking about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, also celebrity birthdays, and we'll also have our Number for the Day quiz with Ian Welsh. And that will be coming up at the end of the program real fast. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that occurred on this date in history that I thought I'd bring up right now. It's because one of my all-time favorite shows, Guilty Pleasures, Dragnet. Are you familiar with Dragnet? Old TV series. It was basically, it started as a radio program back in the 1950s. Then it became a television show in the 50s. It returned in the 1960s, the late 60s. And then it became a movie back, I think, in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, in the 1990s, Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd were the stars of it. But the man that was behind Dragnet was Jack Webb. And he played Sergeant Joe Friday on Dragnet. And back when I was a kid, they used to show Dragnet late at night on one of the cable stations. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I started watching it. And I watched it with my mom often. And the thing about Dragnet is it's supposed to be this gritty drama, 30-minute drama. But I found it, and we found it hilarious. I mean, just funny. I mean, it was, I understood the seriousness of it, but there were so many moments in that show that I just found unintentionally hilarious. And I just have always loved watching Dragnet. In fact, I have the entire 67 through 70 series on DVD. Nice. And sometimes I'll go on YouTube and you'll see some of the older ones from the 50s. But Jack Webb was Sergeant Joe Friday, and he played it so serious. I mean, and he had this walk where he would not move his arms. And I would, but it was on this date in 1982, December the 22nd. Actually, I should say December. Yeah, December the 23rd of 1982 that Jack Webb passed away. It's actually interesting because I've seen it listed both 22nd and 23rd, but for my purposes, we're going to say it's on the 23rd that Jack Webb died of a heart attack in Hollywood at age 62 on this date in 1982. And one of the ironic things was, at the time of his death, he was actually putting together another revival of Dragnet. And there was a couple of more revivals of Dragnet after Jack Webb's passing, including Ed O'Neill. From Married with Children and Modern Family, he starred in a spinoff of Dragnet, but none of them really worked because there's only one Jack Webb. So I just, you know, I know that I bet you there's people out there that remember watching Dragnet as well, but I just really loved that show. I just, on so many levels. And that's one of the things I think sometimes a show can, if it works on multiple levels, it makes it so much more interesting to me. And also, Jack Webb was somebody that had a career outside of that. He was a television producer. I mean, he had a lot of hit series as a producer. And he also, very early in his career, that he was involved in one of the more famous movies of all time. He was somebody that as a very young man, it was almost disconcerting watching because I'd watched Dragnet, and then Sunset Boulevard is one of the all-time great movies of all time back in 1950, and still to this day I think it's considered one of the all-time great movies, and Jack Webb was part of the cast of that. And then he would move on, play other roles, and then become known as Sergeant Joe Friday in Dragnet. It's just really, he would have these serious conversations that sometimes would just be, I would find so hilarious. If you go on YouTube, you can actually find some interesting Joe Friday, you know, monologues and it put into somewhat of a serious, I should say a humorous way. But we'll have more famous events on this date in history coming up, but I could not go on this morning without mentioning my personal affection and love of what Jack Webb was able to accomplish. And he passed away, hard to believe, 42 years ago today at the age of 62. So he would be 106 years old if he had survived. And that's not out of the realm of possibility these days. You do see people that live to be more than 100 years old now.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I saw a story just last week that, again, the average life expectancy of a person in this country has gone up another year. It's now up to, I think, 78, if my memory serves me right. So we're still living longer and longer and longer. That actually took a little dip during the pandemic, but then since then it's started to pop up again. Now it's time for a proper introduction to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Have you?
I'm glad you shared that.
You learned something, right?
I never actually heard of a Dragnet, but now you told me about it, I'm probably going to have to look that up myself.
Yeah, so I mean, just you know, check it out sometime because, I mean, really, I just once in a while it's like I'll pull up the old DVDs. I have the Dragnet DVDs. I'll watch one of them. And it's like just a little trivia. O.J. Simpson was on Dragnet in the 60s.
Oh.
He was a student at University of Southern California, and he had a small role on a Dragnet episode. So,
interesting.
So, yeah. So, but you have everything set for Christmas? Have you done all your shopping?
Yep. All my shopping is squared away. I got my whole family all set. My my brother is coming up from Madison today, and my sister will be coming up from Madison tomorrow. And my mom has a very nice, slightly different Christmas meal that she's going to do. That's not even trying something a little different, but she's actually going to be making a lasagna with a garlic bread and just a little different from a Christmas meal, traditionally what we do, but there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with changing it up a little bit. And it'd be nice to have the whole family over for Christmas. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be going down to Burlington to visit my mom's side of the family. And we just, you know, have a nice extended a Christmas vacation. So,
very good. Yep, absolutely. That's terrific. And hopefully everything goes very smoothly, both for the Christmas itself and your weekend trek as well.
Hopefully the weather will be nice.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we'll wrap up the hour with your number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Do you want to know what the topic will be for the number for the day quiz?
You know what? Why not?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, one of my favorite Christmas stories.
So we want to make sure it had to do with Christmas. And, of course, Rudolph is definitely involved with Christmas.
Absolutely.
In fact, tomorrow, make sure folks tune in because we will have a Christmas Eve edition. And we will spend quite a bit of time giving Ian Welsh Christmas trivia.
See whether or not. You can play along at home as well. If you know the answers to these, just keep a tally sheet of the ones you get right and wrong, and see if you see if your score is about the same or as different as mine.
And learn something. Keep learning. We learned about Jack Webb and Dragnet today. We'll learn about Christmas. So we'll look forward to a lot of Christmas trivia coming up tomorrow here on the program.
That's right.
The time is 9:18. We're going to take a quick timeout and come right back with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. If you've not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? As you can go to your app store, be able to search Civic Media, and then download the app. It is a free app. It's really a terrific piece of technology. If you download the app, you have every station on the Civic Media Radio Network at your fingertips. The fourth one down is 98.9 WXEO. You're able to tune in wherever you may be. You can go to our website. You can send us an email. You can call us. You can text us. It's all right there on the app. And if you'd like to call or text us without the app, you can do that as well. If there's something on your mind this morning you'd like to talk about, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Whatever's on your mind, give us a ring, give us a call, give us a text, whatever it may be. That number is the same, by the way, again, either to call or text. 715-382-9297. Coming up tonight, we have high school boys basketball. Yep, it will be a 2 days before Christmas edition with the Newman Catholic Cardinals at home taking on the Stratford Tigers. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. That's coming up this evening live right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And, of course, the Packers in action tonight as well. You can have the TV on, watch the Packers, and also have your radio or your Civic Media app on or the computer at WXCO.FM and tune in to our high school sports broadcast as well. But the Packers looking for an 11th win of the season, taking on the New Orleans Saints. And one of the cool things, again, Ian, remember back months ago we had the text to win contest where one of the grand prizes was to have one of the indoor suites in Green Bay for this game.
Oh, yes.
So that means that our grand prize winner from a few months ago, we just finished up a text to win, a grown-up Christmas list contest last week.
That's right.
But the one before that, number of months ago, the grand prize was actually going to tonight's game. So it's going to be cool to know that somebody that was tuned in and won that text to win contest will be sitting in Lambeau Field, one of those luxury boxes, enjoying the game in toasty warmth with all sorts of great food and drink.
We hope you enjoy the game.
Absolutely. That's really nice to know that somebody's going to be getting a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because you or I mean, if we had that chance, it would be once-in-a-lifetime. We don't have one of those luxury suites. We don't have enough money to buy a luxury suite.
Yeah, I don't even know how much they are.
I don't either. I just know it's too much. Way
too
much.
I know it's out of our price range.
Exactly. That's right. So as we watch the game tonight, make sure to take a look up there. Just think, hey, one of our listeners up there is enjoying the Packers and the Saints tonight from one of those luxury boxes. So, again, that's one of the cool things about these contests, to be able to give folks an opportunity to win and to have something cool happen. And coming up in early January, we've had these statewide contests. We're going to have a contest that's based just on this show. For the people that are tuned into this show, we're going to give people a chance to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort coming up in early 2025. It's really, I mean, we've given away these prizes before. Everybody that's done it have said it's just fantastic. So we're going to look forward to giving you a chance to win early in 2025 and hopefully make 2025 a great year. We're going to do a lot of, I think, fun things, a lot of interesting things, and some different things as well. And that's something that we're going to look forward to as we are down to the final little more than a week before 2025.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yep. By the way, do you do the New Year's resolutions? Have you been thinking about anything like that?
I've been thinking of possible resolutions I can do this year. Just the easy part is making lists of the ones you want to do. The hard part is actually doing them. Because a lot of people make resolutions, then they do them for a few days, and then they just stop doing them.
Absolutely.
I'd be ashamed of. I mean, everybody does it.
Was there ever one that you did that you just kept going? Or ever remember actually being successful? And I think sometimes, and real fast, successful isn't always meaning, hey, I'm going to do it forever. Hey, if you do something for a month or 2 months that's better for you, that's a good thing. Well, it still is a good thing.
Well, last year, this year, I did do 3 months of doing 20 sit-ups every day.
There you go. That's still good. It may not. You may have stopped
until
it.
My sister pointed out I was doing them wrong.
Well, then it's sort of a mix. But the thing about it is, doing something right for one day, for a month, for a year, for 10 years, it's still doing something right. And that's, I think, something that is positive. So
it's good motivation.
Exactly. So even if you know that, hey, it's going to be hard to do forever, that doesn't mean not to do it at all. Sometimes you have to, you know, push that rock up a little bit up the hill. You may not get to the top of the hill, but at least get it up there.
You don't have to do it for a whole year. Just like start with a goal and do it for a month and see how you feel after that.
Exactly.
Good about it, try another month and just, you know, try a smaller step. If you try to do it for the whole year, that anxiety of us. All I have to do is 365 days a year. It gets to you, and then you're afraid to do it. But if you take the smaller steps, it's not as big as a mountain.
Yep, exactly right. So, again, we're getting closer and closer to the end of 2024, the start of 2025. And if you're somebody that makes those New Year's resolutions, it's time to get on what you're going to be thinking about doing to start off the new year.
It's also more fun if you do them with other people.
That's very true as well. The time is almost 9:29. Again, overcast skies. We're expecting some snow during the course of the middle part of the day. So keep a tune in to the weather forecast, which you'll be hearing here in just a moment. Part of the information update, news, sports, and weather all coming up with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35, 29 degrees under overcast skies. Again, a reminder that tomorrow and through Christmas, don't need to turn your radio anywhere to have the proper ambiance for your Christmas and holiday celebrations. The Civic Media News Talk Network will be getting festive starting tomorrow from 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve throughout the entirety of Christmas Day. The News Talk Network will be playing your favorite Christmas classics. So tune in starting at 4 tomorrow, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 4 until 6 p.m. And then the network goes full-blown Christmas music, including right here on 98.9 WXEO for more than 24 hours. So keep the Civic Media Network on throughout the holiday for the great Christmas hits, Christmas music, plus we'll keep you up to speed on what's going on in news, sports, and weather with updates throughout the course of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day as well. And make sure you tune in tomorrow morning from 8 till 10 a.m. We'll be back here with our Christmas Eve edition of the program. Won't be on Wednesday because of Christmas and the special programming that we have. But tomorrow we will be back for our Christmas Eve show. As I said earlier, we'll have some Christmas trivia We're going to give it Ian. We're going to test him. In addition to testing him with the number for the day quiz, we will test him with Christmas trivia. And the thing is, I'm going to give him a lot of Christmas trivia tomorrow. plus, we're also going to hear a couple of interviews with terrific student athletes, one that I've had a chance to talk to in recent weeks. So it's sort of in the spirit of the holiday tomorrow, we're going to kind of lighten it up with Christmas trivia and a couple of really good interviews with area student athletes here on the program. Well, before I get into the holiday spirit, it's time to bring up a few things that I think need to be talked about. And one thing is this morning, I was getting ready for work, and I got on the radio, as I tend to, listening to Pat Kreitlow do Up North News. And during the course of the breaks, and you hear promos for other shows. Mm-hmm. And you hear, some of the other shows that have either specific promos that talk about what they will be talking about later on in the day on their show. And then there's generic promos. And I heard this generic promo for Todd Alba's show. And I think Todd does just a fantastic job. I really enjoy listening to Todd every day. But this promo got under my skin a little bit, because sometimes you decide what you're going to focus on a promo. And I just think this promo kind of misses the mark.
What do you say?
Well, in the promo, he's talking about there's $51 million in the University of Wisconsin system budget for consultants.
Is that true?
I'm assuming it's true. I'm pretty sure it must be true if Todd said so. And the point is, it's not that it's not true. The point of it is, I think, the point that he said that, why are not Democrats complaining about this? When you talk about some of the two-year colleges that are being shut down and some of the other economic issues that are going on. And it comes across really, hey, well, of course that's right. But at the same time, my first thought on this and listening to it multiple times this morning is it brings up such a easy Republican talking point that I've heard for many, many years. For many years, Republicans will come out and point to one item in a huge budget and say, hey, look at that. That's waste. How can you complain about anything when you have that item in there that shows this incredible waste? The thing about an item such as $51 million for consultants for the University of Wisconsin system is sometimes the amount spent on an item saves you more money than that total number. What do I mean? Mm-hmm. Because the reason you bring in consultants in an organization is to try and find efficiencies, to try to find areas that you can probably save money in. Do we know that the $51 million in consultants for campuses all over the state of Wisconsin did not actually save more money than that $51 million? I don't know, but I think it's definitely a question worth asking. And the idea that this is a $51 million negative, I think, is absolutely false, because let's say they find $25 million in savings. Then it's still a net loss. That's bad. But, hey, what if they find $100 million in savings, these consultants? Then it's a net positive. You're actually saving money because of that. True. So, again, I've just seen this used by Republicans and conservatives many, many times over the years, where, oh, look at this line item. What a waste of money. How can we trust you to spend our taxpayer money when you're wasting money like that? And the ironic aspect of one of the promos I heard this morning, I heard that promo talking about, oh, the wasted money on consultants, wasting taxpayer monies. The University of Wisconsin system closing down these campuses, where if you use that money, you could have kept them open. Number one, I don't think the Republicans in the state legislature had any thoughts of keeping these universities open if they could close them down and get away with it, which they've been able to do. But the ironic aspect of this talking about $51 million in consulting fees for the University of Wisconsin is the very next promo was for Jane's show, Jane Mantenere, who comes up after our show. Right. And coming up today on the program, she's bringing on Joe Sopecki. And Joe Sopecki is a consultant. I thought consultants were bad. And I know it's completely different. He's a political consultant, and the idea of talking to him about political issues is an obvious slam dunk. He's been on many programs on civic media, but I just thought it was like on this one promo we're hearing, hey, you know, consultant's bad, spending this money, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of taxpayers' money. And then the very next promo is talking about Joe Sopecki, a consultant, coming on. And I'm thinking, I know these consultants, these political consultants, make a whole lot of money. And I'm thinking, do they look at it the same way? Do these Republicans look at it the same way when they hire these political consultants and spend all this money? Are they looking at that as wasted money? No, they're looking at that as money that's being spent in order to make more money or to get to the ultimate goal. And I think the same thing could be said. And again, I am not saying that for sure, that this money that is talked about in the promo for the University of Wisconsin System for Consultants is not being wasted. It may well be wasted in some way. But at the same time, I'm saying it could certainly be a situation where the university system is actually making more money because they're being brought in to find efficiencies and ultimately saving more money. The bottom line is, I have seen that tactic used by Republicans and conservatives for a very long time. When you look at a major, major piece of legislation or a major budget, you look at it and just make hundreds and thousands of pages, and they're going to find one line that says, hey, there it is. There is the wasteful spending. And then all the talk, all the energy goes into either trying to take out that piece of the legislation or to protect it. But it's a lot more overwhelming time spent on it than is really necessary. So again, it shows I do my show. I don't get talking points that say, hey, you have to talk about this. All the other shows are the same way. And again, I think Todd Alba does just a fantastic show. I love listening to him when I'm here at work doing my thing and taking care of business while his show is on. But at the same time, I just thought that promo was, I think, something that should be looked at a little bit deeper. That it's not necessarily a big item of wasteful spending. It could actually be something that is a positive for the UW system. But again, it's very simplistic to look at a line and say, well, why are we hiring all these consultants when we should be trying to use that money to keep UW Richland Center open or any of the other two your campuses? I just think that it annoyed me listening to it, and I thought, hey, maybe one or two of you out there heard it as well, maybe thinking the same way, and just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you as well, and that we should be talking about some of these issues, I think, in a completely well-rounded way and not making it overly simplistic like often I think a lot of the Republican talking points are. So I just thought,
I agree.
All right, very good. I just thought when I heard that, it's needed a little further explanation, and these my thoughts on it as well. But again, I just see that it is a good thing in the big picture that we do have, I think, from time to time for different hosts, different perspectives, and maybe different ideas on some of these issues of the day. Speaking of which, again, over the weekend, I've been thinking a lot about what we saw last week when it came to the whole chaotic week that we saw when it came to finally getting continuing resolution to keep the government open. And the thing about it was, it could have been so much simpler. There was a bipartisan agreement that was reached early in the week with the House Speaker Mike Johnson trying to balance Trump's policy demands with the realities of a razor-thin Republican majority in the House.
Two of them, actually, wasn't there?
Well,
they had the first plan
that was
turned down, and they had another plan, and they turned that one down.
Exactly.
So technically, they had two very good plans, but thanks to certain people, they didn't want to do that.
And the thing about what happened last week, there were so many different areas that just were infuriating, and one of which is the idea of somebody like Elon Musk basically torpedoing something in the House of Representatives like that. And it makes you wonder, it makes you a little nervous about where we're headed, that we could have all this chaos. And I saw an interview with Mike Johnson on Friday, and he was asked, well, are you in contact with the White House and Mr. Musk? He said, yes, I've been in contact with Trump and Musk. And my first thought is, why are you in contact with Musk? Why are you doing this through Elon Musk? You should not be doing this through Elon Musk. And also, one of the aspects that ultimately, a piece of happy news to wrap it up. One of the things that jumped out last week was Elon Musk took out a research aspect, part of the bill. It's called the Gabriella Miller Kids First Research Act. It was a bill that had already passed the House and will provide more than $12 million a year in funding for pediatric cancer research for 5 years. And again, when you look at $12 million, as part of a multi-trillion dollar budget, that's nothing. We should be doing a lot more than that. But Elon Musk, in his need to be a big man, in the initial, he took that out last week. He said, no, we are not going to have that part of it. And during all the chaos last week, that was one of the talking points as well. But in the end, on Friday, they did put it back in, and the Senate unanimously approved it. Big picture again. You have these ideas that get unanimous approval, overwhelming bipartisan approval that people like Donald Trump and Elon Musk tried to destroy. Are we in for that every week for the next 4 years? I hope not. But if people are not engaged in what is happening, they're going to try to strip out important pieces of legislation. And it's up to the people, I think, to be as active, involved with their representatives as they possibly can to make sure there are guardrails against people like Elon Musk. He is not elected. Donald Trump, as much as it pains us to say, was elected. Elon Musk was not elected. And people need to keep pointing that out and make sure that he does not go outside the guardrails. The time is 9:49. We're going to come right back, have our daily history lesson coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Monday, December the 23rd of 2024, day number 358 of this year, 358. That means we are down to 8 days remaining in this year of 2024. Yep. It has been a very fast year, it feels like to me. A very, very quick year. This year has gone by very, very fast.
It really has.
So much has been going on in 2024. But keep looking for that brake pedal. Wanting to slow things down just a little bit, but it's just very difficult.
Yeah.
But a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1823, the Clement Moore poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, was published in New York by the Troy Sentinel. It began, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." On this date in 1995, a federal bankruptcy judge in Los Angeles ruled that the rights to the Three Stooges belonged to the legal heirs of Larry Fine, Curly DeRita, and Moe Howard. Rights to the Stooges films have been tied up in court for years. On this date in 2003, New York Governor George Pataki posthumously pardoned comedian Lenny Bruce for his 1964 obscenity conviction. On this date in 2009, the parents who pulled off the Balloon Boy hoax in hopes of landing a reality TV show were sentenced to jail by a judge in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Where have I heard that before? That sounds very familiar, Balloon Boy.
And on this date in 2023, Mikhail Kashlynnikov, the designer of the AK-47 assault rifle bearing his name, died at the age of 94. Little ironic that the man who invented the AK-47 assault rifle lived to a very old age. Well, many victims of assault rifles die much, much younger.
Yeah.
Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor-comedian Harry Shearer does many voices on The Simpsons, 81 years old today. Susan Lucci of All My Children is 78. Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, turning 60 years old today. Playboy model and actress Holly Madison is 45 years old today. And Finn Wolfhard of Stranger Things and Ghostbusters Afterlife, 22 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events. This one is good. Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
It is Festivus. And you know what you do on Festivus? The airing of the grievances.
Oh.
Festivus was from a Seinfeld episode.
Yes.
It is classic. Roots Day. It is Bake Day, and I think a lot of people are baking today.
Oh, yes.
Getting ready for the Christmas holiday celebrations.
A lot of bacon.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. It's time for our number for the day.
Okay.
Our number for the day quiz.
Start off the week on a high note.
Yeah, we give Ian three choices every day to wrap things up. Based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, so anything at or above 33% is considered a passing grade. Anything below 33% is considered a failing grade. The best week of winning week is more right than wrong.
Yes.
The best week ever has been 4 out of 5 and still looking for that perfect week. Last week was a struggle.
It was.
Missed the first 4 days, but got a correct answer on Friday to salvage the week, but still it was not a passing grade.
I can do better.
Yep. Yes. And this week you only get 3 chances, so you better.
I do.
Try to get the first one to sort of get the first one to clinch a passing grade. So there you go.
Yes.
And today's our topic is
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
Our number for the day is: what year was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer first created? That the first time it appeared anywhere. And it was created by a man named Robert L. May as an assignment for the Chicago-based Montgomery Ward. The retailer had been buying and giveaway booklets for Christmas every year, and it was decided that creating their own book would save money. Okay. And as part of this book, there was a creation named Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in it.
Okay.
What, this is not the holiday special, right? This is the first appearance of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
Is the correct answer for the first appearance of Rudolph 1929, 1939, 1949.
Okay. I'll go with my gut here. I'm going to say 1949. I'm going with C. So my final answer, I'm going to say 1949.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer first appeared in the Montgomery Ward catalog in 1939.
Ooh, the middle number.
The middle number to start off the week. But nevertheless,
Nevertheless,
enjoy your Monday, Ian. We'll come back and have our Christmas trivia. We'll give you a chance to be successful tomorrow.
You too. Happy Monday, everybody.
Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. Newman boys basketball against Stratford tonight at 7 here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.